Hey, this is Tennille Arts, and you're listening to Lee Williams.
I've seen pickup lines and dive bar strangers slow dance. I've seen happy hour two for ones turn to one night stands. I've seen neon rebounds and late night drunk dives. I've seen that Cinderella fairy tale go up in cigarette smoke. I've seen two hearts bet it all and still end up broke. The real thing won't be easy. It might take a while, but I want that. The share of ups and downs, and I saw the best and the worst and the work and the worth it.
Welcome to the program, Tennille Arts. How are you doing?
I am good. How are you?
Very good. And I hear you're coming back next month.
I am. I'm very excited. It's going to be a quick trip, but it's going to be really good.
Yeah, you just doing the one show?
We just announced another show with the Song Suffragettes. I'm going to be a special guest with them for their show as well.
And where will that be?
Camden Club.
Okay, well, that's a nice club. Anyway, let's talk about Tennille Arts, and you've got a new single?
I do, a brand new song called Jealous of Myself that just came out.
Yeah, because we have been playing that quite a lot over the last couple of weeks. Lots of requests for that song, so it's very, very good. Let's go back in time, and because you're from Canada, aren't you?
I am, yes.
Yeah, so just tell how you got into you. So you penned your first song at 13.
Yes, I have been kind of involved in music my whole life. I grew up playing piano and just loved country music, so it's always kind of been part of me, but I was 13, 14 years old when I first picked up the guitar, and I think that really opened up my songwriting side of myself, and I started writing songs and performing them out and putting up YouTube videos, which ultimately led me to Nashville because I was found by a music manager here in town that liked what I was doing, and so they asked me to come down to Nashville, and that's really when it all started to pick up for me.
And you moved down there?
Yes, I've been living here for about 7 years now.
Great, good. What a career. So, what's some of the highlights of your career?
I think some of the highlights have been performing on the Grand Ole Opry. That was definitely a big bucket list moment for me. And then just being able to travel the world and play music where I didn't even know that country music was that big. You know, I'm going to Australia this year, back to Canada, back to London, just all of these places that I had no idea loved country music. And it's just so, so great to be a part of that. And so I think my biggest, you know, career moments would just be getting to play for a lot of people, because that's the goal.
That's right. And today, you know, it's a wide spectrum where country music can go now, because there's different styles of country music, obviously. And, you know, because of a lot of younger people have got into the music, you're allowed to probably spread it a lot further than the traditional sound.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's really cool to see how far you can take things and how big country music is across the world. It's amazing.
Brown bag bottle and a burnt CD. Turn it up, John Deere green. Hilltop sitting over Friday night lights. Tailgate sipping Little Dipper on Bright. I'm slow riding down a throwback road. Time keeps flying. Where'd the good old days go? Found a little bit of y'all come back round a little bit of back then right now. I could use a little cold can full moon. I could sing a little map dot hallelujah. I could use a little back to my roots. That's the truth. I could really use a little down home, slow down a little bit of look back on how the whole wide world was one small town. I could use a little. Then right now.
Hey, this is Camille Arts, and you're listening to Lee Williams.
So was there any musical people in your family?
Everybody in my family loves music and has always been kind of involved in like choirs and things like that. And my brother plays guitar, and my little sister does. She's a dancer as well. So everybody is kind of a little bit involved in music, but I'm definitely the only one that has tried to do it professionally.
Good. So how many sort of dates do you do a year these days?
Oh, gosh, I think I'm out on the road at least once a week, so I don't know what that adds up to, but it's really, really great to be back and to be able to perform all these places that I haven't been able to perform at. And, you know, Canada is one of those. I haven't performed in Canada in 3 years, I think. So
we're
going to be back up there. Yeah, it's really great to be back out on the road.
So the musicians you've got with you, are they from Nashville or are they from Canada?
They're from Nashville. Yeah, they're kind of from all over the place, but they live here.
Yeah, that's good. Well, that's the way it is. Are you going to be performing at CRS this year at all?
We're going to be doing a few events at CRS and hanging out and meeting our radio friends again, but probably just playing, you know, in a conference room or something, just playing some new music for people.
Good. Well, I hope to be there this time. So I was there last year, so maybe we'll catch up. So what ambitions have you got left now? Because you've probably succeeded with quite a few.
Well, definitely being out on a major tour would be really fun. You know, just getting to open up for some awesome artists and filling up the rest of our year with awesome shows. But I also am working on some new music, so I'm really hopeful that I might be putting out a new album by the end of this year.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, it's always good to get new music out there. I think the way music is these days with all the streaming, you don't have to have a full album. Sometimes you can just do an EP or just a few singles to keep the appetite for people.
Absolutely. Yeah, we're going to kind of be doing a few more releases leading up to the album. So just kind of keeping the music flowing as best we can.
Tenille, it's been really good talking to you, and look forward to seeing you when you come over, and good luck for the future and of the new single Jealous of Myself.
Thank you so much. I look forward to seeing you and hope to see you at CRS too.
Yeah, thank you, Tenille.
Hey, this is Tenille Arts and you're listening to Lee Williams.
She's a little bit younger, call her baby, drives me crazy, 'cause that used to be me. She knows all of your secrets, and your dive bars, and your back roads that you drive when you need to think. She gets to call your mama, talk about you, say she'll see her soon. She gets to do all the things I thought I'd always do. Ain't a day that I don't wish that I could be her. The way you hold her like you're never gonna leave her. How they love her in your hometown too. I'm jealous, I can't help it. I want every second that your hands are on her body. How you put her name in every prayer to God. She has it so good, but she has no clue. I'm jealous of myself when I had you. Gotta look at the pictures of you with her on my mirror, 'cause it still ain't took 'em down. And still got the t-shirt that you bought her at a concert. Now the tour dates have faded out. She gets to know your number, never wonder who's been on your mind. She gets to keep you up at night, and it's keeping me up tonight. Ain't a day that I don't wish that I could be her. The way you hold her like you're never gonna leave her. How they love her in your hometown too. I'm jealous, I can't help it. I want every second that your hands are on her body. How you put her name in every prayer to God. She has it so good, but she has no clue. Somebody new. I'm jealous, I can't help it. I want every second that your hands are on her body. Hey, you put her name in every prayer to God. She has it so good, but she has. wonder.